ransacking, as I do, a number of websites and books and articles as I prepare a sermon, I came across a poem that I'll share with you in a moment. The author is the Reverend Jan Richardson, a Methodist pastor, artist, writer, and blogger. The poem is excerpted from her book, Circle of Grace. Her website is janrichardson.com. Before sharing the poem with you, though, I'll reiterate something I alluded to in Wednesday evening sermon. Life is filled with hills and valleys, dark places and light. All of us go into our own wildernesses at various points in our lives. Richardson's poem reminds us that just before Jesus is driven into the wilderness, he has received baptism and a blessing from heaven, complete with booming heavenly voice. And last Sunday, we read of the transfiguration, that light-filled event that began or was prelude to Jesus leading his disciples to Jerusalem, that is, to his passion and death. Perhaps that's enough of a setup for Richardson's thoughtful poetic reflection called Beloved is where we begin. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are. Beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of sun or the fall of the night. But I can tell you that on this path, there will be help. I can tell you that on this way, there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know the strange graces that come to our aid only a road such as this, that fly to meet us, bearing comfort and strength, that come alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear and with their curious insistence whisper our name, beloved, beloved, beloved. Well, perhaps Jesus knew that his baptism, replete with parting heavens and divine voice, was preparation for what lay ahead of him, and knew exactly what that was, including the upcoming temptations. I doubt it. I believe rather that he accepted the baptism and blessing at what was supposed to happen at that moment. And then was as surprised as any of us would be afterward to find himself cast into the wilderness, facing temptations and privations. And then he accepted that experience as what was supposed to happen in that moment. And I believe that in the thick of those temptations, he heard echoes of the heavenly voice calling, beloved, beloved, beloved. May we in our own wilderness and temptations, for we all have them, hear that voice. Because we too have been baptized into the very body of Christ. And we too, by God's grace, can hear that echo knowing that it is our name as well. Beloved, beloved, beloved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.